Tomorrow Is Saturday is showing at this year's Irish Film Institute Documentary Festival. The film focuses on Northern Irish artist Sean Killen, whose groundbreaking exhibition and book, Arlantis, established him in the Irish art scene nearly 20 years ago. That exhibition, comprised of a series of collages made from pictures and postcards Sean had collected over his lifetime. And since then, his drive to collect images has continued to such an extent that his cottage and studio in Dublin had become almost impenetrable. Sean's efforts to declutter this picture archive formed a springboard of sorts to the making of this documentary. Sean Killen is in studio this evening, and co-director Greta Ole joins me now on the line. The first thing that struck me, Sean, in the film itself, it is quite a cluttered space, or it was quite a cluttered space that you were living and working in at one point. And you're very open about absolutely everything, it has to be said. How difficult was that? Did you have reservations about throwing your life out into the open like that?
Thank you, Sean. I'm sure I had reservations about it, but really, actually, it came very naturally. It comes naturally to me, because I have this weird mind, unfortunately, for better or worse. So just if I had to pretend, I would be in trouble. And in the documentary, actually, a few times in the shooting, you know, they missed a line and asked me to re-give a line, and that, I just can't do it. I'm not an actor, so stick to what you know, as people say, I think.
Okay, so you decided, I'll be myself. That's much easier than trying to be somebody else.
Very much.
Which I guess, Greta Ole, for you as the co-director of the documentary, that's a joy when somebody is as open as Sean has described there.
It absolutely is. He was completely open from the word go. And like, we just got so many different storylines that we weren't expecting to get out of this documentary because Sean was so open. So, for example, when we were in the house, you saw the Amy Shrine that he called his Amy Shrine, which is the the love of his life in picture form on the wall, and would kind of describe that as such. So that was suddenly like this avenue that was completely open to, oh, right, there's somebody else on the scene here, and, you know, talk to us about that. So he had absolutely, like, the house was open in every way, that sense, you know?
Yeah, and we should say that I'm guessing you weren't expecting a love story to arrive in the midst of all of this, because it's quite a recent love story, really, Sean, isn't it?
Oh, yes, really. Actually, we started seriously talking 2 years ago, but really it happened during the making of the film. I mean, it's a funny business being an artist. You know, you are partly public property, and really the only thing you have to sell is yourself, your authenticity. Mm. So it's a thing that you kind of cut a fine line all the time with that relationship.
I thought what was interesting here, I want to talk about the clutter in the house and in the studio. And we'll take a clip actually from Tomorrow Is Saturday, the documentary that we're speaking about. And this is you, Sean, describing how you struggle with keeping order in the house and in the studio. But it also feeds into your approach to your art.
True, true.
You know, sometimes I come up here and I feel excited, and sometimes I come up here and I feel repelled and overwhelmed by it, you know. And it's not good, that, because you want to, you know, if you're making art, you want to feel the possibility and the hunger and the excitement, not a cesspit of kind of guilt and struggle and pain and failure. You know, it kind of reminds me of where I'm failing. It's a little bit of a prison, and it's stopping me working is the most important thing, actually.
And there you go. That was you, Sean, actually. You spoke just in front of it. So it was your voice in the film that we were hearing there describing how, in fact, that struggle to keep order in the house does actually feed into your art. I suppose that's what collage is all about in some ways, isn't it? It's about taking bits and pieces from here and there and everywhere and letting them, the accident of clutter, bring them together.
Yeah, sure. If I wasn't a hoarder, you know, I couldn't be a collagist. but there is a happy medium, and I got to the point where I had 70 feet of desk, 6 inches deep in paper, and if I had a show, I had to put up camping tables. So but the thing is, if everything had been working kind of nicely, you know, I had studio assistants, and, you know, these things are manageable, but me on my own, I kind of need an adult to help me with those things.
Yeah, and to be fair, Sean, the other thing that you're very open about here is a diagnosis of Asperger's. When did that diagnosis actually come?
2015, I believe, but very much out of the blue. You know, I was 50 several by the time that happened. And I was knocked sideways by it, but it was sort of a, not just an opportunity, it was a wake-up call and an opportunity, I suppose, for enormous change in my life.
Did it, that's what I'm wondering, did it clarify things for you in any way? Did it help you to approach either your art or your life in a different way, that diagnosis?
Oh, it was like one of those thunder booms in Finnegan's Wake, you know, that goes on for 15 seconds. It kind of took a, you know, you kept going, oh my God, that's why that is, you know? And to be frank, you know, I'm a male Aspie and undiagnosed, basically. And what I've read, I mean, I've read so much about it now, but they have a 70% divorce rate undiagnosed. Because they can be very difficult to live with, and they can make, you know, life difficult for themselves and people around them. So, you know, I had relationship problems in the past, and famously, as we discuss in the movie, I had problems making a living, although I had success as an artist.
Yes, you had very, very big success. I mean, you talk about Seamus Heaney opening one of your exhibitions at one point, and you know, you were kind of, things were really on the move for you on more than one occasion. Yes. But certainly at the beginning of the film, you don't paint a good picture of life as an artist. Financially, a huge struggle all the time.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, my story I tell, it's partly Ireland, to be honest. It's a small place without a visual art tradition. You know, 30 years ago at dinner in London, the lady beside me said, oh, what do you do anyway? And I said, I'm an artist. She said, oh, an Irish artist, how unfortunate. And I was stunned by that, but she was right completely, you know. There isn't really a market. The middle class people don't really think about buying art. And also my art was challenging, and it's a new, you know, it's paper and it's small. So all those things were kind of against it. But, you know, I was 6 or 7 years in the best art school. So the word career was never mentioned.
You were in Slade, and that again was that you were there all paid for, you know, from elsewhere. You were coming from a background that wouldn't, the finances simply weren't there to do that. Greta, did you know much of Sean's story going into making the documentary? Was there a particular aspect that you were looking for when you started working on this piece?
Well, I have to mention Gillian Marsh, because she is the co-director and producer, and she had met Sean a few years ago through a mutual friend and had seen his work, and then had also had gone over to the house, met him, looked at his work, and then also saw the house and the, sorry, Sean, the state that it was in.
Yes. And I, it's still housing.
And between the two of them, I think he had said, this is right, Sean, isn't it, that you'd said to her that you were struggling under the weight of such clutter, you know? And
Sure.
It was like, as kind of, that was the springboard.
It was stopping me working, and I was in a kind of vicious circle of, you know, problems. If I can't make new work, can't show, can't make money, you know, I had to sort of solve the problem somehow.
So when I came to it, it was they had kind of filmed the declutter, and I was brought on as the editor initially, and the edit started quite very early into a project like this. It would normally would have happened way later, if not at the end of filming. But because there was so much to discover in the house, it was great to get the edit going. And then I kind of engaged with it more in a directorial, I suppose, position then, because I was able to go, let's follow this, let's follow that. And you could tell early days that Sean was in a kind of a very, I suppose, a bit of a crossroads and a transitional phase, I suppose.
Yeah.
And so we kind of wanted to see what was going to happen. And so what started out as a declutter, really, it wasn't about the declutter at all, you know? And sure, I don't know if I'm giving it away, but sure, all the stuff went back in.
Not all of it.
a good percentage of it anyway was brought back in. So it did become quite apparent that there was more to this than just decluttering, you know? It was obviously metaphorical and, yeah.
Yeah. One very important aspect of your work, Sean, is the fact that you grew up in Northern Ireland during the Troubles. I want to listen to another clip, and this is from the National Library of Ireland, acquired around 500 of your photographs. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth Kerwin, who's an assistant special keeper in the library, talks about their importance.
Sean's images, they are raw. They capture an emotional response. And he explained to me at one point that he was given a choice of either a gun or a camera. And he chose the camera.
And that's Elizabeth Kerwin there of the National Library of Ireland speaking about the photographic work of Sean Killen, who is the subject of the documentary we're speaking... Sean Hillen, I beg your pardon, who's the subject of the documentary we're speaking about this evening. And Greta Ole, one of the directors, is also speaking with us. Sean, that's an extraordinary statement that Elizabeth makes, that you were given the choice between a camera and a gun. Just expand on that a little bit for me. And you chose the camera, thankfully.
Well, it's not literally true. It's not literally true, I would suppose. But at the same time, all the people around me were being sucked into, you know, the conflagration as it was in the in the early and mid 70s. And, you know, I was certain very nearly sucked into it and had my run-ins with it. So it's certainly true that I mean, and I was passionate and angry young person because of what we were living through, you know. So I was extremely lucky to discover photography. To discover art, you know.
Yeah.
But who knows what might have happened, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also Elizabeth that says that you were not a photojournalist. You were looking at the pictures that you took are very different from a type of photojournalism. How would you describe what you were doing in those photographs?
Well, actually, I was taking them very much for myself. I mean, I did always want people to see the work, but they'd give me a license to go and look at people, and I kind of wanted to record what I was seeing that no one else was photographing, you know. So, yeah. I mean, the story of the photographs, I mean, you could make a documentary about that. And it's a fascinating thing for me to watch the documentary, actually. I've seen it 4 times now. And the very last time, I actually wept a great deal and laughed through it. But I can now see it sort of from a distance. And it's an extraordinary gift. My daddy used to say all the time, you know, I wish I had the gift to give you to see yourself as others see you. And I can see it also from a bigger distance, very much like the arc of many artists' lives. So it's a kind
It certainly is. It is a fascinating look at how you go about your practice and how you go about your life. That's Sean Hillen, the subject of the documentary, and Greta Ole there, who is one of the directors of the piece. Tomorrow is Saturday. It screens on Sunday, September the 27th, as part of the IFI Documentary Festival. The IFI Documentary Festival runs from September the 21st through until the 27th. You can find out full details on ifihome.ie.